the survey is really for us to use with the state and the federal government to make sure that we're getting the resources we need for the recovery. So what we're trying to do is get some hard data that we can go to the delegation and also the folks down at the state so that we can quantify things. We can say, okay, we sent a survey out, we got X number of responses, and here's what we're finding out. And I think that it's really important. Sometimes, you know, when you go through situations like this, you know, you watch what's going on in D.C. or in Juneau, and sometimes they're just throwing darts on a dartboard. What we're trying to do is give them some facts and actually drill down with a lot of our businesses. One of the things that we talk about is the Kenai Peninsula is very, very diverse. We have everything from agriculture to tourism to gas and oil to native corporations to professional services, all the different kinds of things. We want to see if there's one sector that might be doing a little better than others. And I can tell you right now, there are some jobs that are open. You look at Safeway, you look at Three Bears, you look at Home Depot. Because of the kind of industries they're in, they are continuing to look for people and hire people, which is a good sign.
Have you seen any other results so far that you've gotten in that have surprised you or that you weren't expecting?
I think at this stage, probably the biggest thing has been we haven't had quite the number of employment reductions that I was afraid we were going to see. We're seeing them, believe me, we're seeing them. But it's not quite as bad. My concern is going to be by this Friday, and that's why we're closing it at midnight on Friday. I think we're going to see things dramatically change.
How many about have you had take the survey?
Well, it's amazing. We finished it around 1:30 on Friday and started pumping it out. My goal, because we're only going to have it open till this coming Friday at midnight, and my goal was for us to get a couple hundred from across the peninsula to try and get a feel for things. As of right now, we have over 500 responses. And doesn't matter if it's a one-person business or a 1,000-person business, we want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on. We've got 15 basic questions. We are keeping it confidential as far as who's responding to us. We're getting a great response. We're going to keep it out there for the rest of this week. And then we're hoping that next Saturday and Sunday we're able to start talking about it next week and get that information. I know Senator Murkowski and Senator Sullivan and Congressman Young are very, very interested in what we're hearing. Between them and our state legislators, they want to hear the information. I think this shows, you know, what a great diverse borough we have, and they want to see how quick they can bounce back. And that's what we want to do, is make sure they have the resources to bounce back, because the longer people are closed down, the more of a chance they're not going to open back up. So we've got to make sure that folks are taken care of. And we have fielded so many phone calls from people, whether it be on bridge loans or how do I make a decision on whether to lay people off or, you know, allow them to go get unemployment. Being able to use our resources and our partners has just been tremendous. And as I said, I can't thank them enough. And we've got a lot of folks that are trying to help. And we're just trying to be the orchestra leader on the whole thing and making sure that everybody is getting what they need. And at times, just being that ear for somebody to vent. Unfortunately, it's tough times right now. But I believe we're all going to come out of this, and we're all going to come out of it stronger. What we look like may be a little different, but we have to make sure, whether it's our friends that are serving us a meal at a restaurant or growing the fruits and vegetables that we need for that, or, you know, the gas and oil folks or the fishing folks, they all play a key part to our economy here on the Kenai Peninsula.